Welcome, dear sisters, to Growing in Christ's Grace, a place where we are strengthened, encouraged, and transformed by the living Word of God. Today's message, Guided into All Truth, is anchored in John 16:13-14, where Jesus reminds us that we are not left to navigate life on our own. The Holy Spirit, our helper, our guide, leads us into truth, reveals the heart of God, and directs our steps with divine clarity. In a world filled with noise, confusion, and competing voices, this message will draw you back to the one voice that never misleads, the voice of the Spirit of Truth. As you listen, prepare your heart to be led, corrected, comforted, and anchored in what is true. Be encouraged today. You are not without direction. You are being guided intentionally, lovingly, and faithfully into all truth.
Guided into all truth, following the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You know, ladies, I played around this title quite a bit, actually. And at one point, it was entitled, Guided into All Truth, Following the Holy Spirit During Uncertain Times. But the Holy Spirit arrested that understanding and reminded me of who He is and His divine role in the body of Christ. He got your girl straight, all right? He retooled my insight, making it very clear that He is to be followed at all times and not merely during uncertain times. He is the GPS for our lives. Amen? Indeed, tonight's message in and of itself is about moving past your way, my idea, my own understanding. I got this under control. And into a place of surrender, to trust and submit to God, allowing the Holy Spirit to do His job, to lead and to guide you and me into all truth. Ladies, to take us to that place and to that position, to put us in that posture where God can absolutely use you, and to meet you exactly where you need Him the most. A place that is past standing at the crossroads, standing at a dead end in our lives. Amen? Tonight, I know that many of you find yourselves facing just that. You're facing a crossroad. You're unsure of which way to go. You're standing in a place where life feels downright overwhelming. I know that I felt that way towards the end of the summer. I felt just downright overwhelmed. I felt like my future was uncertain. And to be honest, I really didn't know which direction to take. I didn't know which move I would make. But I know for certain that the Holy Spirit did and always will. It was my turn to submit to the Holy Spirit. It was the right thing for all of us to do. Lean not unto our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge the Lord. The Holy Spirit is heaven's GPS. He knows exactly which way to go. We have to give Him the opportunity to do that in our lives. And in leading us in the way that we should go, He is trying to get us to our destination safely. He's helping us to prevent from traveling down those same dead-end streets, driving into the same dead-end roadblocks. You know what I'm talking about. the same broken relationships, the same broken heart, the same indecisiveness, this way or that way, and the same lack of clarity, the same this, that, girl. Sometimes in our lives, we pass the same broken, raggedy store that's on the left-hand side of our lives, day in and day out, round and about, round and around, in the same circle. You pass that place in your life 50 times already, and nothing has changed. For real, it's time to consider that maybe, that just perhaps, you might be lost. That you don't know the right path to take. Well, I have good news. You have a GPS. You are driving unplugged, though. Now is the time to get plugged in and actually listen to the GPS. This GPS is already installed inside your vessel. It's already a part of your vehicle. It came that way and many times from the manufacturer. Allow the GPS that the manufacturer designed and installed in your vehicle to help you, to guide you, because the GPS is in the best position to direct your path. It's in the best position to get you to your destination. And why is that, you may ask? Because the GPS is connected to a source that is greater than you. It's connected, in most times, to a satellite. Traditionally, it's seated in space. This satellite is positioned up high, and it's able to look low and send important messages to your GPS that empowers it with the capacity to get you to your next. It's empowered to lead you in the right way that you should go. Isn't that why the manufacturer installed this helpful device in your vessel? To guide you in all your ways and to prevent you from getting lost along your journey? Well, I want to remind you tonight, ladies, that the Holy Spirit, who the Father sent in Christ's name, is ready to do the same. He's ready to get you to your destination. The Word of God promised us in John 14, 16 and 17, it says, I will ask, this is Christ speaking, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper. Jesus is talking to his disciples, getting them prepared for his departure. He's assuring them and letting them know that he would not leave them orphaned, that they would not be alone in their journey, that he would send them another helper, and he would live inside of them, and he would be with them always, just as he had been with them. You see, the Holy Spirit indeed lives being and strong inside of you. He is not an it. He is the living, active Spirit of the living God. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And his role, his job in our lives here on earth is to lead, is to direct, and to God. There are other responsibilities to comfort us, to strengthen us. But for the purpose of this message, we're focusing on his capacity and his role to lead us, to direct us, and to guide us. He functions like a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. But there's a caution. The Holy Spirit will not force himself on you. You heard the saying that he's a gentle spirit. The Holy Spirit leads, but he will not drag. He's not going to drag you alone. He's going to allow you to function in your free will. This is a surrendering. This is about submission. and it's absolutely about intimacy and relationship with the Lord. Jesus gives us one of the most powerful promises in the dispensation of grace within the New Testament. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He gives us a divine GPS, a helper, an advocate, one who guides us into all truth. In the Spirit, there are no mysteries unknown to you. God shows you everything you need to know when you need to know it. You may not know which way to go or how to get from point A to point B, but I want to remind you and encourage you tonight, ladies, that you are not lost. Woman of God, you are not lost. You may not be able to see the other side of that bridge, but I want you to know that as long as you're empowered with the Holy Spirit, you are never lost, because the Spirit of the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. John 16:13 says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth, all truth, everything concerning your life. God is involved in and is concerned with everything. Verse 14 says, he will glorify me, and he will declare to you only what he hears from me. Similar to that GPS system that receives those messages from the satellite in space, the Holy Spirit only speaks that in which Christ speaks to him. In the same way that the GPS system is connected in space to satellites, the Holy Spirit is connected to the ultimate satellite, Jesus Christ himself. Jesus Christ is seated also on high. He is seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you, interceding for me. And having heard the will of the Father concerning your life, Jesus directs the Holy Spirit to guide and to teach you and to lead you into everything God has spoken concerning your life. You are always on God's mind, woman of God. The Holy Spirit lives inside of you. He's always communing with you. He's relational, just like our Father. The Holy Spirit, on top of his job, doing what he was placed here on earth to do, will lead you to the place Christ has divinely planned and declared as your destiny. But there's a caveat. It's if you allow him to, if you choose to allow his guidance in your life. God wants to woke you into your divine plan. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plan, declares the Lord. I know the plan that I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans to give you a hope and a peace and not of evil. There are plans that God has for you. Each and every one of you. God has a plan just for you, uniquely just for you. And the Holy Spirit wants to help lead you into that destination. But there's a disclaimer. In getting to your divine destination, you may experience, you will most likely experience challenges, tough times, rough terrain, bumpy roads, and a few potholes along the way. You may experience persecution, like lies, backbiting, that's not even an offense, betrayal, sickness, or even divorce, separation, confusion. But despite these traffic jams, accidents and roadblocks, detours, crossroads, or danger signs ahead. When the Lord has ordained a location or a position or a posture for you, woman of God, He will, by the Spirit of truth, make sure you arrive at any place. That's a place that God ordained for you before you were formed and placed in your mother's womb. It is His will for your life. It cannot be undone. And it cannot be otherwise. Because when God says a thing, when He speaks a thing, it is a thing. It is so, and it cannot be otherwise. God has a plan for you. And on your road and your journey towards that divine destination, there will be potholes, traffic jams, and roadblocks. But stick with the guidance of Heaven's GPS. Because He knows the way through your traffic jams. During this difficult journey, alongside your potholes and traffic jams, let's not forget your passengers, your well-meaning friends and family members who might advise you while you're along this journey and they're your passenger in the car with you. They may advise you to give up. We've been riding around in circles all day. I'm tired. We're lost. Stop the car. Face reality. They may say things to you like, girl, it is what it is. Even insisting and encouraging you to pull over and ask someone else for direction. But woman of God, I'm here to encourage you tonight that when the Lord has spoken to you, hear me clear, when the Lord, by the Spirit of God, has spoken to you, again, declare a thing to you concerning your life. Crafted a plan and a divine destination uniquely for you. You got to dig in. You have to tune out your passenger. You have to forget the bumpy roads and the potholes and the traffic jams and allow the Holy Spirit to take the wheel. You got to allow Him to do what He does best. This is not the time to give in. This is not the time to pull over. This is the time to trust God. This is the time to keep your foot on the gas pedal and surrender to the leadership of Heaven's GPS, the Spirit of Truth. He knows where He's going. The issue often is that we want to be in charge. We've traveled this path before. I know, see that building over there? I passed that building before. Or see that sound there? Oh, yeah, I've seen that school over there before. But God may have a different route for you this time, woman of God. Perhaps that way that's so familiar to you is not working out for you, and God has a new plan for you. Same final destination, but a new route. Allow Heaven's GPS to get you there. Stay plugged in. Stay connected, stay near, and allow Him to guide you into all your truth, giving Him the leadership over your life. Paul, in the book of Acts, Acts 20, 22, and 24, and Acts 21, 12 through 14, I want to read it. I'm actually going to start with Acts 21, 12 through 14. It says, I'm going to start at the 10th verse. After we had been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hands and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit says, in this way, the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." When the people heard this, they began to plead with Paul not to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to end. I'm going to stop right there. We're going to come back to verse 13. Let's go over to 20 and 22. It says, "And now, compelled by the Spirit, Paul says, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. The other part of the of 21 chapter, I mean, verse 13 says, then Paul answered their pleading and their begging for him not to go to Jerusalem. Paul answered, he says, what are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready to be bound. I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he would not be dissuaded, they gave up and said, the Lord's will be done. The Lord's will be done. This message, those passages, teaches us about Paul's posture. It talks about what it means to live a spirit-led life. In Acts 20:22-24, Paul makes a powerful declaration. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. Paul is saying, I know you're sad. I know perhaps you mean well. You're giving me advice that you think I should take. But I am now compelled by the Holy Spirit to go into Jerusalem. I know that there are potholes along the way. I know that there are roadblocks. I know there are folk who want to hurt me. I know, thank you, Agabus, for the demonstration that I might be tied up and bound and that when I get there, I will be taken, you know, to prison. I'm going to be arrested. But at the end of the day, I am compelled by the Holy Spirit to go into Jerusalem. Paul would not be deterred from what God had called him to do. That was indeed his divine destination. He was resolved in following heaven's GPS faithfully. Paul did so without having any clarity, without details, a safety plan, or confirmation that things will go well. He had none of that. And in that, Paul knew this. This much he knew. He was certain about his assignment, that he was to go to Jerusalem. See, the Lord didn't show him the other side of the bridge. All he knew was that he was to go into Jerusalem. It reminds me of Abraham. When the Lord spoke to Abraham and told him, get your family and leave where you are and go. Abraham didn't know where he was going. He didn't say, go to the next place. He said, just go. That's faith. That's confidence in the spoken word of God, which we now have in the Bible. The Lord said to Paul, go to Jerusalem. And being compelled by the Holy Spirit, that is what he was intending to do. He was intending to finish the race and complete the task that the Lord had called him to. It says in verse 24, so despite the well-intentioned pleading of those around him, despite the beggings of his passengers to detour, avoid the journey to Jerusalem, to pull over, child, don't go. They were asking him to essentially abandon God's plan. Paul declined and remained connected to heaven's GPS. He submitted his will, his way, his map, his understanding, all of that to heaven's GPS, to the guidance and leadership of the Holy Spirit. Let me give you some background to this, why this was such a tenuous time, and why his passengers, his well-meaning friends, were so intent on begging him and pleading with him not to go, because they were genuinely meaning well. They loved him and did not want any harm to come to him. During this time, having spread the gospel throughout the Roman Empire, particularly in Asia Minor, Paul had planted churches, he had performed miracles, he had strengthened believers everywhere the Holy Spirit led him. And in that faithfulness, in that performing what God had asked of him faithfully, Paul was now facing intense hostility. And this hostility was growing increasingly violent every day. I want you to hear something in this, woman of God, that even when we are doing exactly what God has asked of us, we're not exempt from persecution. You're not exempt from hard times. Your faithfulness does not exempt you from hard times. I know sometimes, I know I have, I said to God, God, I've done all of this for you. Lord, I've preached the word, I've prayed with others, I'm faithful in the church, I do what I'm asked to do by my leaders. Why am I going through this? Why am I experiencing these tough times? I'm not faithful enough, God. And what the Holy Spirit is saying in that time is that it's because of your faithfulness I can trust you with this assignment. And with this assignment comes a journey full of potholes, roadblocks, detours, and passengers who don't understand what I've asked of you. But woman of God, know this, that I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. And as long as you remain connected to this GPS, I will get you safely to your destination. I didn't say without persecution. I didn't say without hard times or challenges. But I will get you to where I have declared. Before I formed and placed you in your mother's womb, I will get you to that place I uniquely designed for you. On every side Paul went, he was surrounded by outrage. The gospel during that time was threatening many rulers. It was threatening their economic survival, their religious influence. Because when Gentiles started to receive in salvation, they began burning their idols. They began to stop practicing their traditional forms of worship that included those idols. They were no longer purchasing the things that they needed, their paraphernalia that they needed to perform their rituals. They were messing with those people's money. That's what was going on. They were messing with those folks' money. They didn't like it. The teachings about Jesus also angered Jewish leaders. It angered Jewish leaders like the Pharisees and the Sadducees because it challenged Jewish tradition. It took control over the culture. Let's face it, even with the Jewish leaders, it was about money because they were no longer tithing to the temple. It was taking money out of their hands that they needed to give over to the Roman authorities. So everywhere Paul traveled, he faced plots, threats, and attempts on his life. But in the midst of all of these political, economic, and religious tensions, the Holy Spirit, in the midst, catch it, woman of God, in the midst, in the middle of the political, economic and religious tensions that Paul was involved with, the Holy Spirit took that moment to begin whispering to Paul with conviction, go to Jerusalem. I can imagine Paul like, what? it enough? I'm fighting the folk right here. You're asking me to go into Jerusalem? But Paul understood that this was not a suggestion. This wasn't an optional assignment. This was a divine directive from the Holy Spirit, from the Spirit of God. And Paul knew it, intimately understood it. So without being deterred, Paul pushed forward. He was being compelled by the Holy Spirit. He would not back down. Despite the pleading, the crying, the wailing, the insisting that he not go, well-intentioned, Paul went. This teaches us, Paul teaches us, that obedience is greater than your own understanding. Submission is greater than the fears of not knowing the other side of the bridge. It teaches us that following the purpose and plan of God is greater than the risk of being misunderstood, unsupported, and unfollowed. It teaches us that the Spirit's direction must override our flesh, whether it's fear or pride. It overrides your way of thinking, your way of moving. Proverbs 19:21 reminds us that many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. I used to hear folks say that you want to make God laugh, make a plan. That's what Proverbs is saying. That because we have committed our lives as believers to God in his trust, in his hands, that we are indeed saying that I give myself away for you to use me. I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you, which is what? My reasonable service. That we are in the army of the Lord, old saints used to say. That we are submitted to his plans and his service, his way and his will. We can get there, woman of God, safely if we submit ourselves to heaven's GPS. This is a powerful lesson that when you are submitted to the Holy Spirit, you are always exactly where God wants you to be. Even if that place, that space, that posture is a space and a place and a posture of persecution and discomfort. The Lord doesn't always remove your trials. He gives you the strength to go through it. He always provides a way of escape. But sometimes the word of God says in Corinthians, with the trial, with the backpack on your back, he gives you the strength to get to the top of the hill. He doesn't always remove it from you. Not always, woman of God. God doesn't always remove your problems. He gives you the strength to go through with the trial. He provides a way of escape. So despite the trials, despite the persecution, and despite the well-meaning friends who encouraged him but was discouraging him to abandon his journey, his call, the plan of God for his life to go to Jerusalem, Paul remained steadfast in his faith. He remained steadfast in his surrender to the Holy Spirit and to the plan that God had assigned to him, even to the point of death. Acts 21:12 says to us, he says, I am ready, Paul said. I'm ready. I'm ready not only to be bound, thank you, Agabus, I appreciate you, but I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus. In my closing, Paul teaches us, woman of God, that obedience to the Spirit does not require full clarity. It only requires full surrender. That's available in intimacy, in relationship, where trust and confidence in your Maker is established. I have a question. Are you willing to die to yourself? Are you willing to die to yourself? I have another question. How do you usually respond when the Holy Spirit nudges you in a direction that you don't fully understand? How do you usually respond when the Holy Spirit nudges you in a direction that you don't really or don't fully understand? Do you resist, delay, question, or obey? The line is open.
So, good evening. Oh, am I echoing? I'm sorry, guys. Hold on, let me switch lines. Okay. So, yes, I'm willing to die to myself, and that answer probably varies from day to day, but in this moment, yes, I'm willing to die.
Amen.
And then, absolutely. And how do I respond? So most of the times I would like to say that I respond with, like, a willingness, even if I don't understand. But I also know that, like I have dualities, right? And so there are times when I don't understand, and I quarrel with God. And I'm like, God, what are you talking about? This don't make any sense. But, yeah, for the most part, I think I try my best to surrender.
Amen, sister. We're right there together. We're right there together.
Yes, I know.
What do you mean? No. Oh, I get it. Anyone else? I appreciate you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else?
Yes. Oh, cool. I think I'm okay.
Amen. So the question was, how do you usually respond when the Holy Spirit nudges you? And the base of that question really is that, again, what I asked her earlier, more rhetorical in nature, is, are you willing to die to yourself, that is? Are you willing to lay down your map, your plans, your will, your understanding of how to get from point A to point B? Are you willing to let that go? After all, you've been riding around in circles for a minute. You pass that same old ugly, raggedy store 5 or 6 times. You're lost. Are you willing to let it go and let God, to yield to heaven's GPS, who knows exactly which way to go? Also, I want you to think about this over the next few days. What is your Jerusalem? What is your Jerusalem? What is the road you don't want to travel, but it is absolutely the road that God wants to use you on? Every woman, every one of us on this line tonight has her own Jerusalem. Each of us have a challenging journey or space that we must walk into and not around. This is not a way out. You got to walk into this. The only way through it is to go forward. What is your space that you must walk into and not around? For you and for me, your Jerusalem may not be a physical space like Paul. It may not be a physical space, but it could be a season that feels heavy. It's stretching you, and it's uncertain. Your Jerusalem may be a tough week at work, or even a tough season at work. Your Jerusalem could be a financial struggle that keeps you up at night, calculating what you can cut and what you're praying for God to provide. Your Jerusalem might be a relationship storm, stress, tension, heartbreak, or betrayal that leaves your heart unsettled. And you're wondering how to heal what feels so shattered. Your Jerusalem could be a medical diagnosis that shifts your world. Or it could be a quiet weight of caring for a family member while carrying your own unspoken burden. For some, Jerusalem is rebuilding life after loss, searching for a job in a changing economy, or starting over when you feel too tired to begin again. For others, it's raising children alone, or battling discouragement, or loneliness, or rejection that no one else sees. Whatever your Jerusalem is, woman of God, whatever it looks like, it is the place where God is calling you to trust Him deeply. He's asking you to follow heaven's GPS, the leadership of the Holy Spirit. He's asking you to believe that He will lead you through it and will strengthen you with unwavering love. You may not know what awaits you in your Jerusalem, but the Holy Spirit does. Your helper, your advocate, your teacher, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He already knows every detail of your life and what is ahead of you. He is the ultimate GPS, and He knows. He knows every crossroad, every broken road, every pothole, every traffic jam, every dead-end road in your life. He knows it. And just like He guided Paul step by step, He will guide you day by day and decision by decision. What you cannot see, woman of God, the Spirit does. When you cannot go alone, the Spirit will go with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. What you cannot carry, the Spirit strengthens you to endure it. With the trial, He provides a way of escape. Woman of God, this is indeed the confidence of those who walk closely with God. Know this with certainty. The Holy Spirit will never lead you down a dead-end road or into defeat. He will always, always lead you in the way that you should go. You will always end up on the right path, traveling into the exact place where God has carved out your divine destiny. In other words, the Holy Spirit will never mislead you. God will always, through the Spirit of truth, lead you into all truth. And in my closing, I ask you all this, and you're going to receive it in the devotional that will be available on the website. I want you to make this declaration. Holy Spirit, lead me. I trust you. Guide me into all truth. I surrender to your will. You will bring me to my expected end. I trust you to do so. Because I know that when I follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit, I will always arrive at God's divine purpose for my life. I encourage each and every one of you tonight to go back and listen to this message again. I encourage you to trust and believe that the GPS from heaven, the Holy Spirit who lives big and strong inside of you, has your best interest in mind. He wants to get you to the place that God has designed for you.
As you continue your journey, remember, you are not walking blindly. The Holy Spirit is faithfully guiding you into all truth, step by step, decision by decision, moment by moment. Stay sensitive to His leading and trust that even when the path feels uncertain, His direction is always sure. We encourage you to remain connected and keep growing. Visit the Growing in Christ Grace website for more life-giving messages, devotionals, and resources designed to strengthen your walk and deepen your discipleship. And don't stop there. Join our sisterhood beyond this moment. Follow us on social media. Like, share, and stay engaged on our Facebook page and YouTube channel as we continue to build a community of women committed to living victoriously in Christ every single day.